Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio X. This is Joe Puz, PMO Joe, broadcasting live today from the ASBA Syntech event. Karen Nowicki is with us, but she's running the board for this segment, so I will be taking thing. And I am with the PMO squad, who runs a show on the Business Radio X network the first and third Thursday of each month called Project Management Office Hours. We're blessed to have with us today Ben Tracy with Business Wire. Ben is the regional manager of the Phoenix office. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So, Ben, if you could tell us a little bit about Business Wire and help us understand what it is that you guys provide to the community.
Yeah, we at Business Wire, we connect audiences or organizations with audiences and really help them with their messaging. Most of our clients are publicly traded companies, and it's a lot of who we work with, but we really work with any organization and helping them distribute their news to various media partners around the world and also other industry category media as well.
And how do you do that, right? Distribute their news. What might that look like?
Well, so generally most people will provide us a written draft of a press release that then we take and get it into our system that is able to be simultaneously distributed across our entire network. Part of that is for reasons to do with governance, the SEC rules that regulate full disclosure and open disclosure for publicly traded companies. But it's a way to get news out at the time that everybody wants to all of their audiences at the same time, since we're now in a much more digital 24-hour world.
And what's a standard client or a typical client? Do you have one, or do you have a mix across industries, size companies?
Yeah, it's a mix across just about any industry, and we have targets that relate to those, whether it's from entertainment, automotive, tech specifically, even small businesses as well. So we really have industries or organizations across all industries. But like I said, I think our main clients or bigger clients, just because of the regulatory aspect that goes with it, are a lot of our publicly traded companies.
And I run a small business as well, and we've done some press releases that we've tried to do ourselves and probably screwed up and had to go get some help. What is your advice and counsel to a small business to help them understand the value of getting a company like you to represent them?
Well, I think the main thing is first and foremost, we try to approach each client with a consultative guidance in our approach with them and understand when it is a good time to use a press release, when it's not. Because there are times where it may just be better to use your local contacts that you already have based on the relationships you've built with the media over time. And we take that approach, but I think, especially now in the way modern communications have changed, we're called Business Wire because it literally used to be a wired communication, and now it's no longer that, to where as that communication has evolved, some would say that maybe the press release is not as relevant, but I think there's a lot more relevancy in harmonizing some of the marketing and advertising campaigns and general communication that each organization has. Going out to whether it's the media or even consumers, that we have a role to play in helping them craft their message and their source content message that then is put out to the world as their own news.
Okay. And right, your role here at the Phoenix business office, that makes me think that there may be other offices.
There are. We have I think it's over 30 offices now around the world. Some in London, some in Hong Kong. Most of them are in the United States that we have. Our main headquarters are out of New York City and San Francisco. Like I said, we have a global footprint in news distribution, and we have various partnerships with other foreign news agencies. We have exclusive integration with the AFP in Europe and Africa. Yeah, we basically are there to help companies around the world, like I said, connect with their audiences.
And how about your personal story, right? How did you get into this line of work, and what has it done for you personally?
Yeah, well, I came through Business Wire via an ice cream truck.
Oh, wow.
I used to work for a company called Bluebell Ice Cream. Not that I should be talking so much about them, but through a series of unfortunate circumstances, became unemployed and ended up finding a position here and recognized, wow, that company, there was a health-related issue, recalls on some ice cream and stuff that just change some strategies. But, man, they could have used a press release service.
I remember those stories, sure.
And I thought, you know, my background is in my field of study is communications. So I have some understanding of the overall principle, not necessarily public relations, more of an organizational business communications. You know, it was intriguing, the aspect of connecting audiences and using the communication pattern to really connect people together was intriguing to me, and I felt it was a good fit for my skill sets and my things I could offer from a sales standpoint and overseeing, you know, a consultative approach, which is really kind of, I think, what, you know, separates us maybe from some of the other wire service providers, is that we really try to nail it down to, we want to be here as an advocate to the person, create partnerships. Not that the others don't necessarily do that, but I think that's a main tenet of what we do.
We were talking before we came on air a little bit about the ASBA event today and how traffic has been so high throughout the day. How has this event been for you?
It's been pretty good. I mean, we've definitely made some connections with some individuals here and some organizations, and definitely look forward to you know, what this ASBA organization has to offer us, but also what we can contribute to them. You know, I think we actually just recently made a partnership with them
this fantastic.
Year and decided to, you know, we want to be of an assistance, and we bought into the vision that they're trying to do in improving how organizations operate, especially as a small business standpoint.
So if a company, whether locally or across the U.S. or I guess even internationally, were interested in Business Wire and how they may be able to use your services, how would they be able to get in touch with you?
I mean, we're available, you know, via phone locally in just about every office. You can find more information on our website, businesswire.com. We have explanation of our services, but we also have the ability to contact, you know, all the contact information for the various offices around the world is there, and ways to reach out. There's also various forms that you can fill out across our website as you're exploring services that you can find more information. You can fill out the form, and it will get you in touch with somebody locally with an office as close to you as possible.
And I guess lastly here would be, as far as services you offer, you had gone through that list, is there a specialty that you guys are known for? Is there something that you are provide that really helps you stand out and distinguish yourself from other providers?
I think we operate from a very basic set of suite of services that is all the same across the board. Like I said, it's really more in aspects of focus. I think we have a long-standing tradition of being very secure. You know, we have SOC 2 certification, which is pretty unique in our industry. You know, we offer services from press release distribution, which is you know, kind of the main things that we do. But we also offer newsroom and IR, our investor relations hosting websites. Webcasting for public companies, but we also, you know, offer some reportings, whether it's market impact report, understand how the news is affecting, you know, market value for your company. So it's a lot of things that really help companies stay compliant with the regulations, but also just, you know, understanding how to communicate with their audiences.
Can you think of potentially a success story that you've been a part of where you've been able to provide those services to one of your clients and how they've benefited from that?
One thing I think I can look at is another organization we partnered with was the Arizona Technology Council. We've worked with them, you know, have a similar type partnership arrangement that we do with the ASBA organization here today, and really kind of allowed to, you know, given presentations or lunch and learn or you know, that type of experience to really showcase and help those individuals at those organizations to understand more about how they can take what they already have and the assets they already have and turn it into outward communication that is beneficial to them.
Again, before we sign off here, thank you for obviously coming on with
us.
We certainly appreciate that. Is there any last thing for our listeners that you would like to share about Business Wire and what you offer?
It's an industry that isn't always known about. And so we definitely invite people to explore what options and you know, just because it's with public relations doesn't mean the focus is narrow. It can be pretty wide and be, you know, I think we're looking at ways to enhance your overall communication strategies and really find a way to help consult in that from that standpoint.
Great. Well, thank you, Ben. I appreciate you coming on. Once again, that's been Ben Tracy with Business Wire. He's the regional manager of the Phoenix office. And you've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some leans right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Joe Puz, PMO Joe, on the Business Radio X Network.